You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Now, which stands for my source for news, opinion, and the world. And look, Andrew, they even have a graphic up. I like
there it. There it is.
Actually,
the new logo.
It looks very sporty.
Watching out, Joe.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
No, not Joe Scarborough. Our friend Joe Concha back with us right now, of course, a Fox News contributor, author, syndicated author, and also of the book, The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. Joe, welcome back. Always good to have you here.
I might have to write another Greatest Comeback Ever book, and it'll be about MSNOW. Back to its glory. They had such a chance just to go to BS now, because that's obviously what you're getting from this ridiculous network. So there you go. Even NBC's like, yeah, no, we gotta break up. We cannot be associated with this nonsense anymore.
Can you tell us what it means? Like, why are they doing a rebrand? What's the business behind it? What's the point?
I think the point is that since, you know, they're basically being sold off and out of the NBC family, I guess they don't want to use the NBC part anymore. The funny thing is, MS originally stood for Microsoft, right? That was the partnership between Microsoft and NBC, like way back when in 1996. So the MS days, even though it has nothing to do with Microsoft, but now, like, that's what you came up with. It's just, it's clunky.
It's super bad.
Right?
You know, as a broadcaster, if you got to get in the flow, it's got to be able to come naturally to say these types of things. Ms. Now, MS Now, whatever it is, it sounds like the first run through a ChatGPT of what we could rename to.
Oh, that's great. And it's true, right? Somebody got paid to come up with that.
Probably
that's
a lot.
The amazing thing. And like even Scarborough's like, oh, I like it. He hates it. Who are we kidding? Come on. I mean, how could you like it? But this is a network now that they can barely get a million viewers in prime time for their shows, which is better than CNN, which can't even get 500,000. I get it. Sure. But any network that was dumb enough to give Rachel Maddow a $25 million per year contract to work one day a week, I'm sorry. That is just the essence of stupidity. And see, what are you getting in return? A first place show? No, distant second. So I don't get the people that run some of these networks. They just don't make the best decisions.
No, I mean, and it's kind of like watching Democrats run a network the same way they run a government. It's just like funny money exists and you can spend it on whatever you feel. I'm looking at MSNBC.com right now, and I just want to throw some headlines out at you, Joe, because you know, I look at Fox all day, and I started the show today, and I said I listened to CNN coming in, which is an indication that I'm feeling pretty good about stuff at this point in time. Like, I'm willing to go to the other side, and I know you do this all the time. Here's some headlines from MSNBC.com. The biggest one, Putin gave Trump advice on how to upend U.S. elections, and he just might take it. What do you think about that? That's the big story on MSNBC right now.
You would think after 3 years, Robert Mueller, all the hype behind that as far as Trump, Russia collusion, that they would get it by now, that this just ain't resonating. And, oh, by the way, it ain't true, because I'm sure Mueller, after all that money and all those resources, would have found something. But of course, he did not. And if he did, then there would have been impeachment hearings over it. And even Nancy Pelosi is like, yeah, nothing here. Got to move on. And the fact that we're all the way to 2025 now, like 10 years after Donald Trump was first accused of being a Russian asset. And they're still going down this road. And then they look at their ratings and say, wow, why is no one watching? I don't know. Because that you've beaten this thing to death. And I think even some liberals, even the sensible ones anyway, are probably like, all right, can we talk about more important things right now that are going on in the world than Trump is, you know, obviously guided by Vladimir Putin? It makes no sense.
Yeah, completely. Harold Ford Jr. on Fox News has potentially teed up great amounts of credit for Donald Trump. We've seen him have some common sense about it. Geraldo has come out and said some kind things about President Trump in light of what he's doing right now. How bad is it going to be for the MS Now people, the CNNs of the world, if Donald Trump is able to mediate peace between Russia and Ukraine in the first 7-8 months of his presidency?
I mean, it would be a foreign policy achievement like we haven't seen since Reagan taking down the Soviet Union in the 80s without firing one shot in that Cold War. And I don't know. I think MSNBC, the way they would spin it is probably Trump gave too many concessions to Putin because Putin has the goods on him. Like, they'll spin it somehow where Putin got a good end of the deal. But in the end, I mean, this is a president that cares about bringing peace to that part of the world. Oh, by the way, economically, it wouldn't be nice if the U.S. and Russia got along a lot better and did a lot more business together, because that drives a wedge between Russia and China. So I think that's more what Trump's thinking here as far as like big picture. And yeah, if he was able to pull this off, I just love to hear how they'd spin it, but they'd find a way, that we do know.
Yeah, because there's that one slice of people in this country who live and breathe hating Donald Trump. And there is always a failure that they can pull out of a billion successes. And that's really what gets them through the day. There is a derangement in this country about this man. How much of that derangement is because of made up things like the hoax? Like, how many people have been so deceived that near 10 years later, they can't find a single good thing about this man?
I always go back to a poll that it came out in 2018. This is 2 years after the election. And it just to answer your question, it underscores the point around how many people are willing to believe XYZ. Well, 80% of Democratic voters, 80, 8 in 10, believe not only did the Russians interfere with our 2016 election with a couple $100,000 of ads and Facebook. Yeah, that changed a lot of votes. But also, they believe that the Russians actually hacked voting machines, changed votes for Donald Trump. Like, they really believe that. So we always hear about 2020 and election denialism. That was the original. I think there are enough people out there that no matter what Trump does, like, look at D.C., for example. Like, who isn't for lowering crime? I mean, it's a disaster. It has, if it was a state, it would have the highest murder rate per capita in the country, right? And you would think that that would be something that would be bipartisan, right? And instead, no, you hear, well, you know, restaurant reservations are down 25% from a year ago. See, people are afraid to go out into the streets because the National Guard's there, which makes no sense. And these are prominent people like Peter Baker on MSNBC saying these things. The problem with the reservations are down 25% thing, last year, they're comparing it to D.C. Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
Which, if you have a restaurant week in St. Louis, I'm sure you do. I had one in Hoboken, New Jersey. That is easily the most traffic week for restaurants because you get great deals on meals, right? So they're comparing it to like a very high number and saying, well, reservations are down because people are afraid of the National Guard. Makes absolutely no sense. And you would think, again, lowering crime in our nation's capital, greatest country in the world, yet we have a crime rate that's infinitely higher than like Mexico City or Islamabad, right? You would think people before that, like, yeah, good, I could support that. Nope, there are just certain people that will find a way to criticize it by saying that Trump's authoritarian or something, where, yeah, again, being against crime is a good thing. It's like being against cancer, yet your Democrats are and some of the media saying this is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Joe Concha speaking with us right now, Fox News contributor. His book is an amazing historical document, is how I refer to it. The greatest comeback ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. I encourage you to get it. Great Christmas gift as we're getting close to Christmas. Your Trump-loving fan, or just like America-loving fan, will love this book. Joe, I want to ask you about the counter to Donald Trump, because I feel like he's starting to cut through with his policies, not just his method of politics. He's getting some things done. People are getting are able to feel the fruit of what he has to put in place with policy. The Democrats are going to have to answer in 2026. Is there anywhere in this country with that party that you feel like if they take that lane, they could potentially do some damage against the Republicans in the midterms?
See, I look at the issues that they've run on in the past, like 2022, abortion really helped tilt some races that were, you know, 1 point races either way, and then tilted them mostly towards Democrats. That's now gone because that's baked into the cake. In other words, Kansas and Ohio, for example, had referendums, say, should we have abortion be illegal in our states? And they said no. So now, like, all that fear mongering around, you won't be able to get an abortion if you really want one. Well, we've kind of figured this all out now, right? That most states you can, and if you can't, then you just go to a neighboring state. I hate to be flippant about it, but it's not the panic. They can't run on that. They can't run on the border because they screwed that up. They can't run on, yay, we need more war in Ukraine because no one wants that. And then the economy, obviously the record under Biden-Harris, that you could lay over all Democrats. And then the fact that the faces of the Democratic Party are Bernie, AOC, Jasmine Crockett, and Zohran Mamdani, that ain't good. So I'm trying to like play this out. Like, okay, how could Democrats do well in the midterms? The thing is, Annie, they don't have to do great. They just have to flip four seats.
Yeah.
That's it. In the House, and then you have House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries, and you have perpetual impeachment over nothing for the next 2 years. So they don't have to have an A-plus here. If they get a C-minus, that's good enough. I just don't know what they run on. I keep trying to look at it, and I don't see it outside of we're here to save democracy. I'm sorry. That's just like Russia. No one wants to hear about how you're the party who's going to save democracy anymore when you literally installed Kamala Harris as your nominee in 2024 without one vote from the public. Sorry.
Yeah. So okay, so maybe the Democrats aren't settled into something that's a really winning strategy. On the converse, how do Republicans really screw it up going into 2026 to lose that majority?
Oh, it's the economy, stupid. I think in the end, if Trump's tariffs end up paying off, and they appear to be right now, right? We didn't get the inflation that people
literally
thought we'd
paying
get.
Off. Yeah.
Seriously. You know, obviously, you know, what we're getting with tariff and revenue there, that could help pay down the debt, even as Scott Bessent was saying today. But also, in the end, if we have an economy that's doing as well as it is right now, look at the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ, just in the last month, have all set all-time records. If people feel that, right? They see that we're not at inflation at 9% anymore. If the economy is still humming along the way we think it probably will, and all this deregulation kicks in from the Big Beautiful Bill, the only way it could get screwed up is not something that they do necessarily, but if the economy goes south, then the AOCs of the world can come forward and say, see, this has failed, embrace socialism, that's the way to go. And enough people will buy it because they'll say, all right, Republicans failed on the economy, let's give them a try. But I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. And I keep trying to peek around the corner to see what the Democrats are going to bring to the table. And every time they offer up something new, I'm like, that was worse than the last idea. What are you doing? It just seems like a disaster. Well, we appreciate you, Joe. Please come back again. There's always so much to talk about. We love you. Love having you here on the show.
Always a pleasure. I just walked two dogs while I did that. So if you heard me going, that was me trying to get one to come over because it was about to chase a squirrel. So anyway.
Vitamin D is good for everyone.
It is. It's just true.
Take care, Joe.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I always love having him on. He's straight to the point. And really assessing the media, the temperature of the media, in my opinion, is a great way. Just on the whole, you got to have this 30,000-foot view. Like when you peek around the corner, and I'll put this up here again on the live stream and read you just a couple more before we take a quick break here of the headlines on MSNBC, guys. They have it really, really bad. When you are like, oh, what's going on in the world? I'll just go to my news website here, MSNBC.com. This is a live look. Cash Patel is radically changing the FBI. Officials worry it's because he doesn't understand it. So it's not that Cash Patel is evil, at least not in this instance. It's because they think he's dumb. Here's another one. Trump approval tanking with the American public, new poll shows. Here, how about another one? As GOP governors deploy National Guard to D.C., they have the underlying policy backwards. And how Trump and Republicans are planning to rig the midterms. That one, a real...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Treat by Rachel Maddow. I don't want to be responsible for sending a flood of traffic over to MSNBC.com right now. And for some reason, I don't think I'm going to be. Anyway, MSNBC is not doing okay. I don't know if Ms. Now is doing any better. Let's take a quick break. Ryan, come back in here. I'm going to play a clip that talks about this headline on MSNBC: the move to install a new FBI co-deputy director is radical in more ways than one. Who are they talking about? Well, they're talking about Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. If he looks at that headline, I think he probably smiles. Quick break. Ryan, get back in here. Don't go away. Well, I don't know
Latin. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.